Blog Talk Radio.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
From Lush Radio Online, and you're logged on to Lush Radio Online presents Lush Radio Rock / Alternative, where you're getting your rock on. We're shining on all the independent bands out there that definitely want to rock. So, it's your girl Lushy Lush, and today we have a special for you. We have Silent Disorder. They dropped their EP, and it's crazy, man. It's like a mix of Rage Against the Machine, Linkin Park. It's crazy. We're going to have them live on the show, and we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and give you some of that crazy guitar and drum action. Crazy, man. So call in at 347-826-7722. Right now I'm about to go to the line. Call it from the 646. You're live with your girl, Lushy Lush, on Lush Radio Rock.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's good?
Ain't nothing much. I got another caller from the 631 in the building.
Oh, yes. Speaking of now, sir.
This is John from Sound Disorder.
Hey, what's up? What's poppin', man?
Not
good.
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. It actually was a nice sunny day outside. How was it out of your area?
Raining.
Raining, seriously?
Yep. It was raining by me.
That's crazy. I got to give you guys, you know what I'm saying, Lush Radio Rock welcome real quick, you know?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Wow, that was hot, man. Can I get a copy of that? Like, yo, I'm going to play that, like, every time before I enter a room. That's hot, man. That's crazy. Anyway, go ahead. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is Teron DeMarco. You know what I mean? Sound Disorder. Right now, we got John, our bass player, our incredible bass player. on the line with us right now. Nick couldn't be here. That's our awesome drummer. You know what I'm saying? He's off handling some BS. But we will make sure that Nick will be here next time. You know what I mean? We have another great interview with a Lush Rock Alternative.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Before we get into the nitty gritty, could you guys go ahead and get your shout outs on, man?
All right, John, go ahead.
Just shout out to all the fans that are listening in and just thanking you. Shout out to my friend Jess and to my friend Dan and just anybody who took the time out to listen, and thank you.
Definitely. Shout out definitely to, first of all, Lush, thank you for having us on the show. First of all, main shout out to you. Shout out to the fans, definitely. Everyone who's been supporting the movement from day one, you know, and that's pretty much it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And we're live in the Batcave with Silent Disorder, man. Man, you know, a lot of people, man, you know, say you guys, like, have, like, a familiar feel of, like, Linkin Park and, you know, Rage Against the Machine, you know. But, you know, a lot of the music that you guys play, a lot of, like, you know, teens and, you know, people from, like, age ranges of, like, 18 and up to, like, 20-something, you know, can really feel your music and, like, relate to it, you know. I mean, that's basically what I get from the music, you know, from listening to you guys. And you guys are actually hot, man. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, you know, how did you guys come together and make this cohesion, you know?
Complex story there.
it's actually a long story. I'll give you the short version. Actually had an idea to do some rock stuff, you know what I mean, mix it with some hip-hop stuff, and a friend of mine introduced me to a friend of his, who was a mutual friend, who was also a drummer. His name was Caleb. Shout out to Caves, you know what I'm saying? He did a lot of the session drumming on the album, you know what I mean, before Nick came through. So, you know, I linked up with Caves. We did the joint Tumbling Down. I don't know if you played that already. You know what I mean? We did the joint Tumbling Down. At first, it was really supposed to just be Heron DeMarco, just basically just doing some rock stuff, you know what I mean, because I played the guitar myself. So it was really at first supposed to be just me doing some rock stuff, and then afterwards, it kind of like turned into like, okay, let's turn this into a band situation. You know what I mean? And that is when, I believe, after we did Tumbling Down, I think Caves showed Tumbling Down to John. You know what I mean? And the irony of it is that we actually, Caves actually asked John if we could use his bass and his guitar amp for the session. You know what I mean? And, After we did the song, basically John heard it, and John wanted to climb aboard. John, tell your half of the story.
So pretty much Caleb was like, well, I'm recording with this guy, and could we borrow your shit? And I was like, okay, sure, don't mind. And comes back all messed up, as usual, but that's not a problem, I understand, you know. You know, I had come to the studio because the studio where we actually record, I tend to hang out a lot there, and I was like, you know, let me hear how it sounds. And I heard it, and I was completely blown away from it the first time I heard it. I was, like, really excited, and I was like, are you guys a band? I said, what are you? Because he's like, well, I don't know what we are. And I was like, all right, well, put me in contact with him and I, you know, me and Heron, we started talking, became friends, and pretty much I came on board because, you know, we had, you know, a similarity in musical influences and just life in general. And that's pretty much how I came to be on board for Silent Disorder.
Wow. That's hot. So
yeah.
Guys, tell me what is it like in the studio with the session with Silent Disorder? If I was a, you know, fan and I just wanted to, you know, sit around and look at you guys while you guys get ready, what gets you guys in preparation to get ready to, you know, do your thing in the studio?
John, you want to answer that question?
You could go to that one first.
All right. Yeah. Well, what we usually do is sometimes somebody might come up with an idea. You know what I mean? Lately, I've been coming up with a couple of ideas. You know, I might take it to the guys. We hook up a couple of scratch tracks. We throw the scratch track. You know what I mean? Of the joint on the computer, blah blah blah. But the overall feel of the session is that we lay the drums down first. You get the drummer in there laying the drums down first. You know, then I basically go in there. You know, lay my guitar parts down. You know, I mean, all this is done live. This is not like cut and paste, none of that. You know what I mean? This is all done straight up live. So everything that you hear on the silent disorder album, none of that is like punching in and none of that crazy shit. You know what I mean? It's actually done live. So, you know, we jump in there. You know what I mean? Everybody just plays, basically just plays their part. After the drummer does his part, you know what I mean? The guitar player comes in, does his part. And then John, you know, gets in there and, you know what I mean? He does his thing, man. You know, we try to keep the atmosphere of the sessions upbeat. We crack jokes, laugh. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we eat a little bit too fucking much. You know what I mean? At some of these fucking sessions. Like, seriously,
if you listen to the CD and you hear us, you'd think like these guys are so serious and so tough about what they're speaking about, which is true when it comes to, you know, our beliefs and the songs and what we put into it. But when we're hanging out and we're just at the studio, we're like the friendliest group. Like, we have so much fun.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. Never try to, you know, I'm cracking jokes, you know what I mean? You know, whatever, you know, sometimes I'm drinking. Well, a lot of times I'm drinking, but that's a totally different conversation entirely. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we keep it upbeat, man, because, you know what I mean? You're in there, you know, one of the things that we like to stress is that when we're in there, we're usually in there, we shut down like a whole weekend, and we're in there for like 8 or 10 hours a day.
We live there.
Pretty much, you know what I'm saying? We live there, we live at the studio for like 2 days, you know what I mean? So you pretty much want to like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to have to be looking at his face for like 10 hours, you know, you want to be kind of cool with a motherfucker, you know what I mean? So, you know, we try to keep it upbeat, and that's about it, man.
Wow. Okay, man. Now, fans, did you see what you expect? You know, with Silent Disorder, if you have a chance to be blessed to get in a session with them, man, drink a couple of brewskis.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? You know, I usually test somebody's liver, man. I hand them over a nice, you know, shot of Jack Daniels or vodka, man. You know what I mean? You're going to have to sign some papers before you take that bottle, that swig, though, man, because in case there's something happening. I don't want to be held responsible.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
but he's very,
you know,
he's very good. Work gets done first, and then we have fun later.
Oh,
yeah,
that's how it is. That's how it is. You know what I mean? I tell the guys, man, the quicker we get shit done, the more time we have to bullshit, man. the more time we have to bullshit, man. You know what I mean? You know, that's what it is, man. You know, I want to have fun, too, you know, but got to get it in, man.
I mean, any, you know, I don't know how it goes for most independent artists, but when you're dealing with a band where you have three guys in there, then a producer, and then just a bunch of dudes just hanging out at the fucking studio and, you know, doing their own thing, it's a little bit different. So it tends to get, you know, hectic sometimes because you're trying to get work done and you have to, you know, people are all around doing their own thing. So we try to keep it just, you know, us three and the engineer, and really try to stay focused because, you know, there's a lot of distractions that do tend to come on. And everybody, you know, everybody needs to get their parts done. So we try to stay as focused as we can while still having a really good time.
Yeah, so, like, no chicks and all that stuff and, you know, baby mothers and all that craziness hanging out, man.
That's afterwards, man.
That's beforehand
that's
or afterwards?
Afterwards. Or usually I might handle some of that before I go to the studio, maybe a day. You know? you know what I mean? So, you know, just relax me. Relax. You know,
you
know,
so,
you know, so it is.
So John, this is a question I posed to you, man. What inspired you to, like, you know, start even having a love for music? And also, do you play other instruments, or you're just a master at the bass guitar?
How did I start liking music? I pretty much started, like, really getting into music when I was around probably, like, in seventh grade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, listening to a lot of, you know, old, you know, the old bands I'd listen to, like Metallica and, you know, a lot heavier bands like that. And,
yeah,
you know, through that, I started venturing off and, you know, the amount of artists that I like, you know, it really varies. Like, some of my favorite artists are like Bjork and
I love her.
I love the Roots. I mean, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then I like,
yeah,
the other bands, which are probably, like, unrecognized, sadly. But I just, you know, I decided to pick up a bass because it felt like, you know, you could feel it more than you could hear it in some instances, especially in hip-hop, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, you know, when you're driving down the street and somebody's bass is way too loud and starts shaking up the road, like, it just, you know, that's a cool position to have. So I picked that up, and I've been playing for about 8 years now, and I've been playing guitar for 5 years.
Oh.
And I'm actually, Heron, are starting to work on the production for guitars together more and collabing, get, like, different ideas going out, because he did all the guitar on the whole EP. So now we're going to kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit for some of the new joints that we have coming up. But I can, you know, I wish I could play other instruments, but I just kind of BS. If you put an instrument in front of me, I could make believe I play it.
So when you pick up your bass, man, does it feel like, you know, does it make you feel sexy when you're holding that bass and you're like, yeah, man, I can play the bass? I mean, how does that feel when you hold her in your hands, man, you know what I'm saying, and you're rocking it out?
As much as I'd like to say I feel sexy and powerful and all these things, I honestly don't. I mean, I might be, somebody can possibly view me like that, but the way I really feel, especially when we're in the studio, is me and Heron especially, we really get, like, deeply into the music, and, you know, Nick also, but I kind of, you know, become a part of the song, and that's why our songs really sound as deep as they do, because the reason why we're in for this is because we obviously have something to say and we care a lot about it. Those are things that, you know, go hand in hand with being a musician, I suppose. But when I'm, like, really getting into playing, I feel like I'm a part of that song, and that, you know, that song kind of stays a part of me forever.
Wow. That's what it is. Hold on. So what inspired you to, you know, get into the music and, you know, choose this lane?
Well, pretty much my PO said that, you know, I'm going to have to, like, choose a brand new life, or else it was just up north trip for a dude, kid. It was a rap for the kids. So it was either pimping or, you know, become a rock star, you know. Nah, I'm joking. I basically, as cliched as this might sound, man, you know what I mean, music and just, you know what I mean, just the whole thing, it kind of just chose me in a sense, you know what I mean, like, you know, it was just always in me, you know what I'm saying, you know, I've always just been attracted to music in itself since I was 4 or 5 or whatever. You know what I mean? So when hip-hop came around, you know what I mean? Once hip-hop came around or whatever, you know, I became an MC, blah, blah, blah. And then it was a gradual thing because I went from MCing to playing piano.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Actually, yeah, I went from MCing to playing piano and producing, you know what I mean? And actually studied music theory. You know what I'm saying? Music theory. I actually have some formal training in piano.
Wow.
And I went from that to the guitar. You know what I mean? I went from piano to guitar, and I went from guitar to through bass. You know what I mean? I'm not as sick as a bass player as John is. You know what I mean? You know. John came. I thought I had a little something under my fingers until John showed up. So. You know what I mean? Yeah, I thought, yeah, man, I had a couple of licks through me. I was all right, you know what I mean? You know, until John showed up, and I was like, okay, so you play the bass on these tracks, and I'll play this guitar. So, you know, yeah, that was really what it was.
We feed off of each other, though, so it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So it's always positive, man. It's always a positive thing. So for me, it was really just emceeing. Then I just gradually went into production, man, and you know, just studying different forms of music, you know what I mean, classical, rock, jazz, you know what I mean. I've always been, like, a huge fan of, like, 70s, 80s metal, you know what I'm saying, I mean, and 90s grunge, you know what I mean, Metallica, Nirvana. You know what I mean? As John said before, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know what I mean? Megadeth. You know what I mean? There's a couple of the new cats, too, I'm kind of feeling, too. You know what I mean? Linkin Park also, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not even going to lie. I really didn't really, like, consider the whole concept of, like, you know what I mean, rocking with, like, just some straight rock stuff and doing other things. Until I really heard Rage Against the Machine, that's when it was just like, oh, shit, like, wow. And, you know, just listening to Tom Morello get down, it was just real inspiring.
Yeah, that's what it is. I love Rage Against the Machine. I love Linkin Park, Bush, you know, Evanescence. Shout out to Evanescence. I love them. I love that song, Immortal. But anyway.
Yeah, I was listening to that the other night. That is a hot record, man. That's a hot
point. I'm sorry.
For real, man. I mean, you know how, like, you have a sense, like, of a storytelling, you know, kind of move to your music, you know, almost like individuals can feel, like, your pain, hurt, or transitions in your life through the different stages that you take us through your EP, you know, through Less Colder, Tumbling Down, Everything Burns, you know, the different transitions. And I feel like the imagery that you guys give the listener is, like, so intense. It's crazy. It's almost like you can close your eyes and visualize everything you guys are, like, saying or just playing, like, even from the breaks in the guitar and everything and the drums. It's crazy.
That's pretty much John and I, you know, we spoke about that. That was pretty much, you know, the goal with the whole EP, really, and just the goal with Silent Disorder, you know what I mean? I just want to say one thing that, you know, to people that, you know, John, you know, has been very instrumental, you know what I mean, in helping, you know, Silent Disorder get off the ground, you know what I mean? Not just, you know what I mean, not just, you know what I mean, on any other level, but just as a group and as a band, you know, the energy that John has brought to the table has really helped, you know, Silent Disorder get to where it is right now. And him and I always spoke about, like, you know, just bringing, you know, just reality to the people. Not just saying, like, every it's, you know, I mean, you know, I don't get it wrong now. It's not like every record we make is going to be, you know what I mean, something as serious as, you know what I mean, some of the topics that are touched on the EP. I mean, there'll be times when, you know what I mean, we're just jamming out, there'll be times when we're doing things. But it's just about just being human, man. You know what I mean? You know, you're going through tragedy, you go through triumphs, you know what I mean, you go through good shit, you go through bad shit. You know what I mean? It's just, that's what Silent Disorder is really about, man.
That's what it is. Now, I'm gonna ask you another question, and then we're gonna go into one of you guys' songs. Now, you know, John, I'm gonna ask both of y'all this question. Tell me what's up with the flaming AIG, man.
Oh man. Well,
is that a political statement, man? What's going on with AIG over here?
It was John's idea. He's the brains of the operation.
You go, John.
Brains and outfit. Nah. It was a funny story. I'm gonna tell you the story, man. I'm gonna tell you the story. We were throwing around some ideas. You know what I mean? Me and John were throwing around some ideas, But then we spoke to I actually spoke to you know what I mean, our photographer, you know what I mean, and you know, we were also throwing around some ideas, and we were gonna burn like pictures with words on it, right, John?
We were gonna pretty much anything negative just to represent the album name.
Right, you know what I mean?
We were gonna burn any type of negative word to burn.
Uh-huh.
Right. But then our photographer rather, he said, yo, it would be better off if you had a symbol. And I was like, a symbol. So, you know what I mean, I'm on the computer, whatever, and you know, boom, you know what I mean? I'm looking at a Yahoo, you know what I mean, update, AIG gets $200 million in bonuses. I'm like, ain't this about a bitch? You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, that's it right there, man. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? And you know how an idea sounds hot, like, right at that moment until you start really thinking about it? Like, yeah, we're going to burn AIG's logo. Wait. We're going to burn AIG's logo. So I'm just like, you know, I was talking to our photographer, and we both like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, with the reality of what we just said, he just, all of a sudden, silence over the phone like, yo, son,
okay,
we're going to burn their logo. Like, so I was like, yeah. After a while, I was like, you know what, man, fuck that. Let's do it. So, you know, I call up John. So I'm like, yeah, John, I got to talk to you. And, you know, John was like, yeah, what's up? So I'm like, yo, man, you know, I got an idea. Me and Garfield. Garfield Harry is our photographer. Shout out to Garfield Harry. He did a phenomenal job with that,
yeah,
with that image. Phenomenal, you know what I mean? And I was telling John, I was like, yo, Jay, man. I'm like, yo, you know, I got this idea. We talked about this idea, blah, blah, blah. When we presented to you, he was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I was like, yeah, you know, we going to burn something. He's like, okay. I'm like, we're going to burn the AIG logo. And then John was kind of silent, like.
Are you serious?
Yeah, John was kind of silent. He, for a quick second, he was like, then he laughed, like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, like, even like, when I said, yeah, I even had to say, like, yeah, am I serious? Like, yeah, Karen, we gonna burn the logo. And after a while, we all spoke about it, you know, the ramifications, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And, but we all said, hey, man, you know, for all intents and purposes, it really fits the mood of the album.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because in this current, you know, economic, you know what I mean, downturn right now, you know, people are losing their homes. People are losing their lives.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? People are just losing and losing and losing. You know what I mean? And the concept of AIG burning, it's not like we were just burning the damn logo. No, the concept of AIG burning was that it was a symbolization of greed.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we're in this particular situation right now because everybody just got a little bit too damn greedy.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
With the housing market, with the credit market, with everything. Everybody just got a little bit too goddamn fucking greedy, and we're all paying for it. You know what I mean? And burning that logo was really about, like, saying, hey, we need to get away from that greed right now in order to get back to where we need to be.
Basically, America needs to wake up, man.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty much it.
And Silent Disorder is making a political stand because all of you guys are punks and you don't want to talk about it. So what's up, man? I want you guys to introduce Everything Burns. And when we come back, we're going to get back into the interview, man. Could you guys introduce Everything Burns?
Okay, yo, John, handle it.
Okay, this is our debut of Everything Burns. It's our title track on the EP. So hope you enjoy it.
All right, get it in.
Coin, falling from the sky in the firmament. We don't want to be earning it. We just love burning it like dry crushed hashish and act just as if the well never runs dry. Just too high to peace. Weed never ending, we are just pretending, mass lending, spending, anything the engine breaks down eventually, and we are left bending, hemorrhaging, cold, desperately the truth starts rousing, the mind gets clouded, success walks things like mirrors and funhouses, burn like gunpowder to nostrils, it will, insinuate pain, something insane till, you see you a paycheck from scavenging in mud, cause money fades swifter than a prostitute's love, and all of the above falls like burning stars. Comments, cause the next 5 seconds to no man is prime. In a world full of twists and ways to turn, everything falls, everything swerves. While I reach for the diamonds, I keep my nerve. Everything's fair, you get what you deserve. In a world full of twists and ways to turn, everything falls, everything swerves. I live with no regrets, die with my word. While everything burns, everything burns. Everything burns, everything burns. My brother, my ace, my dude, my niz, the fine bloodlines. Your headaches was mine, just his. Making order out of chaos, the days got confusing, like Rubik's cubes. But you just held me down like Uzi uses. You'll be as true as the words found in biblical poems, the lyrical tones, and who would really knew just, it wouldn't be the same. A friendship gone like sandcastles and hurricanes. Knowing that half the crash points to us two being two men on opposing paths. The street life hooked you, corrupted and cooked you. Nothing I could do, but watch it unfold. It's self-sabotage, brain cogs and clothes. What a sight to behold. Caught in a time warp, lost moments we live. It's not that we grew apart, dog. It's just new, never did. In a world full of twists and ways to turn. Everything falls, everything swerves. While I reach for the diamonds, I keep my nerve. Everything's fair, you get what you deserve. In a world full of twists and ways to turn. Everything falls, everything swerves. I live with no regrets, die with my word. While everything burns, everything burns. Everything burns, everything burns. You will abuse and be abused. Shake and get shaked up and break up and bruise. Triumph and lose. You'll be feeling at a hero. Stealing and give your only dime that ask for it. When you lose nine, you'll be prince and a pauper. Queen of Jezebel reaching for heaven while damning yourself to hell. A damaged soul, a shell of your physical former. Contained, looking for names just to put the blame on them. Fly, hit the ground, aim high, then rebound. Then found out even your own mama let you down. Keep grudges, love others, leave others uncovered. That the one you trust is just as human as us. Play others, get played, run away and stand. See a few of your dreams die like soldiers in soft sand. It is what it is, it'll be what it'll be. One day I promise we will all be free. In a world full of twists and ways to turn. Everything falls, everything swerves. While I reach for the diamonds, I keep my nerve. Everything's fair, you get what you deserve. In a world full of twists and ways to turn. Everything falls, everything swerves. I live with no regrets, die with my word. While everything burns, everything burns. Everything burns, everything burns.
Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, she give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number hot videos, we shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'ma punish you, baby. Lush.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive. Exclusive.
Yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we back in the building. Once again, we're back in the building, and we have Silent Disorder, one of the hottest new emerging indie alternative hip-hop bands doing their 1-2 out there, man. Definitely, they're bringing you nothing but the hot fire. You guys heard everything burns, man. Everything burns. And we're burning AIG's logo hot. Hey. So guys, man, the wild thing is, you know, we go through ups and downs, you know, in this industry. We know that, you know, it's a lot of different things that we have to go through. What, starting off with you, John, do you feel was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with?
As far as what to expect from the music business, I mean, when I, you know, when pretty much I got involved in this, you know, we're really, you know, passionate, like, you know, I've said, but, you know, the hardest thing is just probably, you know, staying consistent with what we're doing, and, you know, we have a lot of different feelings at a lot of different moments, so, you know, some of our songs might sound different, we might seem really angry, we might seem really happy, but, we, you know, we talk about how we feel, so one of the things is, you know, I never wanted to seem misconstrued to anybody, because we're very diverse and our standpoints, and then our music, so pretty much just having, like, the solid face band, and, you know, as far as, like, record labels go, and stuff like that, that's not really something I worry about. I'm more worried about reaching out to people. That's my main goal, is to get out to the fans and really build connections with them, because me and Heron are we're in the same boat. We're not rich. We're suffering just the same way everybody else is right now, you know? Mm-hmm. We could relate to it. We have our way of expressing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's some real stuff right there. I guess I think everybody's actually basically going through their own struggle, going through this whole, you know, financial deficit and, you know, the nonsense that's going on with the corruption in the government, the machine. But anyway, that's another show. Heron, what do you feel was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, you know, dealing with this music industry?
The hardest thing I've had to deal with is I've always been the type, even outside of the music industry, I've always been the type to really, like, do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Really do my own thing in life. And, you know, that has helped and hindered me in a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I've not been invited to some parties because I'm the rebellious type. You know what I mean? But that's okay. That's cool. I don't want to get in none of y'all motherfuckers' parties anyway. So, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's cool. You know what I mean? But the hardest thing I really had to do is that, you know, not the hardest, but I've always followed my heart. And a lot of times, you know what I mean, what's in my heart is not necessarily the most positive, the most popular thing that happens to be going on right now. Like, even, you know, with Silent Disorder, what we're doing right now, you know, there's not a lot of hip-hop acts out there that's really doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? A lot of rappers would rather, you know, beef over dumb shit like who was the CEO at, you know what I mean, years ago and shit like that. You know, stupid shit like that really ain't got nothing to do with nobody's life. But anyway, you know what I mean? I mean, it's real talk. You know what I mean? A lot of rappers would rather, you know, concentrate on shit like that, you know. But that's pretty much it, man. You know what I mean? You know, having to deal with the fact that, hey, you know what I mean, the path you choose, and this goes for anybody in life, you know, anything that you choose to do with your life, you know what I mean, sometimes it might not be the most popular thing, but that doesn't mean that it's the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, you might go out there and do the most popular thing, and that's the wrong thing to do. You know what I mean? You gotta follow what's going on in your heart. And, you know, the second thing, too, that I got to say, that was a thing that I had to deal with was, you know, some people actually know me from, you know what I mean, my solo days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some people actually know that I dropped a solo LP a couple of years ago. So
one of the things I had to go through that, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go through what happened, you know, after I dropped the album. It was called Mutiny. But I'm not going to go through what happened, you know what I mean? You know, all I can say, all I will say right now is that, you know, I had to really, you know, pick up the pieces from that. And the toughest was to pick up the pieces from that and, you know, move forward. And because I moved forward and I followed what was in my heart, you know what I mean, I was able to meet, you know what I mean, some great people, you know what I mean, you know, such as John, you know what I mean, and Nick, you know what I mean, so that we can actually create something as great as Silent Disorder.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And you definitely, you know what I'm saying, are definitely starting a ruckus on the internet. Your grind is crazy. I know I should be having my physical copies to give away to some of these great fans that, you know, call into the show. I know that's going to be in my hands, right? You know, and
they're going to be autographed, too. They're going to be autographed. I'm going to be autographed. What, man? I'm saying it right now on Lush Radio Rock Alternative. Lush is going to get signed physical copies of the Everything Burns joint when it drops. And there's going to be bonus cuts on the physical CD, man. You know what I mean? That's not on the on the digital EP, man. You know what I mean? So when you go to iTunes and you pop and you type in, you know, Everything Burns, Solid Disorder, you know what I mean, or whatever you want to do, type in those guys who burn that logo, whatever it is. When you type that in and you see that there's only songs, man, you got to understand that, hey, man, if you want that extra heat, man, you got to pick up that physical CD, partner. And you only get the physical CD by showing up to the shows, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So you better support, man, because if you're not supporting, then, you know what I'm saying, go to hell. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
Like,
hey, we all grinders in here, man. It's either you with us or get the fuck out the way, man. This is not the negotiation table, man.
But it is what it is, you know, like, so guys, okay, the other thing is for me, man, let the people know where they can, like, review the album, listen to some of the music, download, stay updated with you guys, MySpace, Twitters, all that, man.
Okay, man, first of all, you can check us out at MySpace.com, In This Order We Trust. The Silent Disorder actual website is coming soon, so keep a lookout for that. You can check us out on twitter.com/Silent Disorder. The MySpace name, I don't know if I mentioned the backslash. It's myspace.com/InDisorderWeTrust.
What about that hot blogging site?
The blogging site also, thank you for reminding me, indisorderwetrust.blogspot. You know what I mean? Check that out right there. You know what I mean? Drop us a line on there. Damn, am I forgetting anything? There's so many goddamn places. Reverb Nation, the Reverb Nation page. Give them your email address, John.
Mine?
Yeah, your email address, man.
Right now.
Just in case they might want to email.
Right now over the phone?
Yeah, over the phone, man.
All right, it's J_LUBE_24@Hotmail.
All right, man, and you can hit me up at AaronDeMarco@ymail.com. You know what I mean? Just send us a shout out. The Everything Burns EP, the digital EP, will be available on iTunes May 13th.
Definitely,
man. And feel free to harass John. So, you know what I mean? And the physical CD. I'm just playing with y'all, man. Yeah, hit me up anytime. The physical CD will be available in June, man. So check out for that. You know what I mean? Test the Lushy Lush for that physical CD. You know what I mean? Because she's going to be getting a couple of copies. You know what I mean? And that's what it is, man.
Oh, the, dude, like a storm just like I had a crack of lightning and everything just went out for a second. I was kind of like stuck.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, that's what it is, man. The sword is in the building, man. You know what I mean? The presence is felt, man. This is bigger than hip-hop, man. This is.
They're already trying to shut us down.
Yo, man, serious, man. This is bigger than hip-hop. Anyway.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man. So what do you guys, like, you know, see in the future in regards to, like, science disorder? Do you see, like, you know, like, TV or reality show, like, more touring overseas? Like, you know, what do you guys think of venturing into, you know, in the near future?
Well, I'm not doing no reality show. I'm not doing no world, no reality show, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? For the love of Heron. Well, I don't know. That depends on how sexy the chips are, man. You know what I mean?
I love Heron.
I mean, that depends, man. How bad are these chicks, man?
They can't have enough seasons for you, man.
I mean, hey, man, you know. But anyway, nah, man. The reality joint is not in the works. But I tell you what is in the works for us. You know what I mean? We're definitely, you know what I mean, working on new music to be released for the rest of the year. As we said before, we're getting back into the studio to do up some bonus tracks for the physical CD. We're definitely going to be doing some shows this summer. That's about it. Shows this summer. You know what I mean? We're trying to lock down the tours, you know what I mean, this year, if not sometime early next year. You know what I mean? So that's much it. More new music, you know what I mean? Dropping it for the people, connecting with the people, and getting on tour.
You guys going to be ripping your shirts off and stuff for ladies? Huh? Anyway, did that come out of my mouth?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. I keep telling you, man, no reality shows, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That's not that kind of band, man.
I wouldn't mind if anybody wants to throw their shirts at me. I mean, that's fine, but, you know, my shirt's going to stay on while I'm playing.
Oh, hey, man, you know, bras on stage, you know, we ain't mad at that, you know. Ladies, you want to throw your undergarments on stage, you know. You know?
That's your problem.
Nah, that ain't a problem. That's not a problem at all. But anyway, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Oh, man. So, you know, I have this – one of the favorite songs that I love on an EP is Less Colder. And I think it's going to be one of the songs that's really, like, for the ladies. Because I don't know. It's like – I don't know. I just love Less Colder. I love it. And I'm going to play it, and you guys are going to listen, point blank, people.
Hey, man.
You know?
It is what it is. It's your show.
You know what I'm saying? Silent Disorder, you know, Less Colder. I want you guys to introduce this one, and we're going to come back, you know, and wrap it up and, you know, give you nothing but a hard, nothing but the craziest rock and alternative ever, just real music. And we focus on supporting indie artists, man. Go ahead and introduce Less Colder.
Heron, this is your turn, man.
All right, this is. They had me introduce Less Colder, right? Hey, man, you go handle that, man.
You handle that monstrosity, man.
All right, man. This is Less Colder from our debut EP, Everything Burns. Joy, people.
Sometimes confusion is what keeps us close. You and me refusing just to lose our hope. What we have to stand by before the truth is spoke. Sometimes we hold on to the things we love the most. Even at its hardest, its darkest, we carry on. Drawing us the farthest, to be honest, what we have is strong. Transcends love, a friend, and everything between. Even though it ended, I pretended that you didn't mean much to me, but to me we could be in place. If I could, if I would, have just a little faith and stop breaking and taking a piece of your soul and heart, holding part of your mind, I'm sure. Sorry that I managed to take you for granted. The hordes of women does not make what a man is, cause they'll never do what you do, how you do, how you do. What we have is worth fighting for, always new. You my rider, I'm your roller. You make the world seem just a little less colder. You feel the need, then just grab my shoulder. You feel alone, then just grab me closer. And you my rider, and I'm your roller. And you make the world seem just a little less colder. You feel the need, then just grab my shoulder. And I'll make the world seem just a little less colder. When you give love, then you receive it. I apologize for the cold treatment. I should have tried to just treat you decent. At least it means I'd be just what you needed. The one you cherished and gave your affection for. One who kept you but left you neglected too. Busy racing and chasing what tempts me to. Busy wasting and tasting what's empty. And not a single day goes on. I don't realize you're gone, trying to accept it all. The baby lost in all the complexness, the hard-headed exes, the hexes. In my eyes, I see your reflection. You're holding our daughter. The memories get harder and hope it feels harder. But maybe I'll get smarter. You will see all this, the forces, remorses, and all you really wanted was the very best for us. Cause you my rider, I'm your roller. You make the world seem just a little less colder. You feel the need, then just grab my shoulder. You feel alone, then just grab me closer. And you my rider, and I'm your roller. And you make the world seem just a little less colder. You feel the need, then just grab my shoulder. And I'll make the world seem just a little less colder.
Radio Rock, and we have Sound Disorder, and we just gave you some of that sexiness, you know, of Less Colder. I think that's like the sexiest song.
You know, I actually have to say, that's actually probably, I've gotten the most diverse responses from that song, and it's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Go ahead, finish, John.
No, I'm saying it's definitely one of my favorite tracks on the CD because, you know, I love, you know, jazz, and it has a very jazzy feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, you know, it's also a love song without, you know, a bunch of grown men sounding like a bunch of bitches talking about it, you know what I mean? We definitely don't sound pathetic when we're talking about it, so, I mean.
That's the beauty of it, man. I'll tell you a funny story, man. I'll tell you a funny story about that song. Like, somebody I know ran up on me. After he heard the EP, he was like, yo, man, I heard the EP. Yo, it's crazy. Yo, man, that record, man, that's my favorite song. So I'm thinking, like, you know, now mind you, I'm going to give y'all a visual. This dude is like 6'3", 300 pounds, like 95% muscle. And he's like, yeah, you know what my favorite record is? So I'm thinking, you know, like everything burns, tumbling down. This cat is going to taste like Less Colder. And I'm like, Okay. That's your favorite song? I mean, I wasn't going to tell him that, you know, that shouldn't be his favorite song. You know what I mean? It's actually one of those shocking moments, man.
But the beauty of that song and really every single song that we have on the EP is that you can relate it to your life any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially when we get in there and we write about how we feel about it, and there's no reason why you shouldn't relate it to the way you feel.
And that's true. That's true. You know, some people actually ask me if that's really like a true story, and you know what I mean? It is. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything in there, you know what I mean, that, you know what I mean, was said actually did happen. You know what I mean? The young lady that I was speaking about, you know what I mean, in the song, she, you know, I had a moment in, you know what I mean, in my life where I was running around, you know, doing whatever, you know, and, you know, regardless of that, she still held me down, man. You know, and
shout out to whoever he was singing about in that song.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm not saying the name, man. Don't you try to pull it out of me. You know what I mean? But it was a true story, man.
Well, that's excellent. But I know any other female would basically replace themselves with that woman and think that's her right there. You know?
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat, sweetheart. You know what I mean? Whatever. Whatever puts wine in your glass, honey.
If you're that lucky.
Hey, you can. You can be that lucky after the show. The song might not be about you, but you can get that lucky after one of the shows.
Oh, yeah, but I think that was like, that's like my favorite song on there, especially like, I think the women will relate to it a lot, and, you know, just having that, you know, that rock, because you know how they, you know, every strong man is a strong woman. So, like, that song is, like, really hot. Like, that's, like, the most sexiest song on it. And, you know, because it kind of, like, gives you, like, a curveball, because you're hearing, like, right. You're hearing, like, that anger, that rage, and that, like, dude, I don't give a F, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, whatever. And then you're hearing this, like, yeah, like, okay, now I can, like, sip a cocktail and jam to this, you know? And, you know, or I could just chill with, you know, my significant other and rock with this, or just chill in the car when I just wanted to be at peace with myself. So, yeah.
And me and John were talking about that. We were talking about how, you know, with the silent disorder stuff, you know, you might expect certain things from us, but we were speaking about how, you know, we want to throw a couple of curves balls here and there sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, you know, throw people off a little bit, you know, and just show the diversity, you know, just a little something.
That's the truth, man. So, last thing for you guys, man, you know, throw this, you know, to both of you guys. If you guys can give these young youth that, you know, inspire to be like you guys or just want to venture into music and just want to, you know, just explore their talent, what kind of advice would you guys give them?
Be yourself, man. You know, be yourself. There's nothing absolutely wrong with you know, looking to other people for inspiration, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I look to Hendrix for inspiration, you know what I mean? I look to, you know, a lot of bands for inspiration, but there comes a time when you look to them for inspiration, and you might even be mimicking them to some point, you know what I mean? And, you know, everybody does it, you know, everybody goes through that, you know, you're learning about what works for you. But there comes a time when you got to say, okay, well, I'm done being inspired by them or something, or I'm done, you know, mimicking this. It's time for me to take everything that I learned from these guys and do my own thing, you know what I mean, and try my own, you know, ideas. And that's the advice that I can give, you know, to people. And another thing too, man, you know, if it sounds right to you, you know what I mean, and you know, and it works for you and somebody else tells you don't do it, tell them to kiss your ass, man, and keep it moving, seriously. You know what I mean? Because this world is filled with too many fucking drones and followers.
Make sure the butt is clean before you kiss it, okay? All right, then.
Yeah. You might want to do that. So, you know what I mean? Pretty much that's it on my end. John?
Well, for anybody wanting to do anything, whether it's music or not, is one, just don't listen to anybody but your heart, because that's the only thing that will keep you going. Because, you know, I speak for all of us in the band. There's been times where we've had no support group when this is what we've wanted to do. And that's definitely a very tough feeling, whether it's anything you want to do or aspire to be in life and no one believes in you. But keep a strong support group and love what you do and live what you do and never give up, because there's always going to be someone better. But just because, you know, someone's better than you doesn't mean you can't touch somebody through it. It's not about how fast you can play or how great you can play. It's about how you can touch people. So follow your heart and keep a strong support group, and fuck anybody who says you can't do it.
Damn, yeah. John, that was deep, man. I'll be like you when I grow up, man. Yeah, man. Hey, what got it?
John is like so awesome, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, man. Yo, man. I'm telling you, kid.
We got a cool. We got a good group here. We got a good.
Yeah,
group
definitely,
of,
man.
Group
yeah,
you
got a great. Not
we
a good group. Great.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're gonna, you know, we're not gonna stop for anybody, and because we started doing it for ourselves, and we're gonna do it for ourselves because we had. You can tell we have a lot of stuff to get off our chest, and we still have a lot more.
I can't, you know what I'm saying, I can't wait to get Nick on here, man. And, you know, you guys are definitely doing your thing online and, you know what I'm saying, definitely out there, you know, interacting with your fans, and the fan base is, you know, gradually building up, and, you know, and the fan base is strong, and, you know, you guys, you know, call in and request, you know, Everything Burns. We'll have physical copies soon, and definitely go support these guys in their movement. You know, it's a serious movement. Anybody is good food for you, me, you know, and everybody. Just, you know, take the time out to support. Listen, it's good music. And Lush Radio Online gives it an official stamp, you know. Lush Radio Rock Alternative, you know, we're giving you nothing but real music. We're tired of the commercial crap, you know. So it is what it is. We'll even take you back to the times with Silverchair, you know, or Kiss. Never know what we're going to play, man. It's crazy over here.
Silverchair, great.
Yeah. I actually had one of the songs, Wait Till Tomorrow. Mm. Yeah.
y'all going to have to do me a favor, though, man. You have to do me a favor, Lush.
Right.
Get some Black Sabbath in there, please. Get some Black Sabbath in that playlist.
Okay, I'll put some Black Sabbath in there just for you.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. And some Metallica. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's my request. That's it.
And you already know I have Nirvana already, right?
So, of course. Yeah. Of course. Come on.
You guys are off the hook, man. I love you guys, man. Seriously,
I love you.
We support everything that you're doing, and we really honestly wish the best for you, you know, and everything that you inspire to do, and, you know, we'll be watching your growth. And, you know, you always have a home over here at Lush Radio Online, Alternative and Rock. And, you know, keep us updated on what's going on and let the people know how they can, you know, check you guys out and, you know, become a part of you guys' mailing list.
Okay, man. One more time, myspace.com/indisorder. We trust. Hit us up right there. The official Silent Disorder website is coming soon, so you'll be able to, when that is launched, you know what I mean, we're going to let you cats know what's popping with that. You can check us out at In Disorder We Trust, blogspot.com, twitter.com/ Silent Disorder. You know what I mean? Follow us on there and just connect with us, man. And you know what I mean? Here's my email address, hermondemarco@ymail.com. John, tell him your email address, please.
j_lube_24@hotmail.
Yeah, just hit us up. You know what I mean? Hit us up. Let us know how you feel in the music. You know what I mean? Send us your email so we can put you on the email list. You know what I mean? Come to the shows when it's popping. When it starts popping off, it's gonna be crazy. Almost as crazy as this goddamn rain that just came out of nowhere, and I gotta close my window. But anyway, it's gonna be nuts.
just like this damn rain. So, you know what I mean?
Also, get at me at my personal page. It's going to be once you visit the Silent Disorder MySpace, get at my personal page. I'm on the top 12 or 14 or whatever we have up there. You'll see me.
Definitely. And check Nick out, too. He's also in the top 14 on the Silent Disorder MySpace page. Shout out to Nick. You know what I mean? We can't wait when we have all three of us, you know what I mean, talking to Lush. And it's going to be even crazier than it is right now, man. You think it's crazy with us, just us two? It's going to be even crazier when it's the three-headed monster, baby.
Oh,
also,
man.
The fans also expect to see some in-the-studio videos coming up soon.
That's what it is. Major blogging, man. Silent Disorder TV is going to be crazy. But, you know, like I said, I support you guys. This show has been sponsored by www.strictlyvault1.com, also sponsored by Diverse Media Group, LLC. And you know what it is, man. Stay, you know, and keep your ear to the music, man, and take and believe what's in your heart. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything you want to do in life. You have control of your own destiny. Stop trying to live somebody else's destiny. Do yours. Create your own lane where there is no lane for you. You know, it is what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online, Lush Radio Rock, Alternative, and you just officially got rocked. You already know what it is, man. I'll holler at you guys on the flip side, and I'm going to leave you guys off with Wolves from Silent Disorders, man. For real, get your fangs on, baby. Get your fangs on.
Right, that's right. That wolves are. Get it in.
That's what it is, man. And we're out, man. Love you guys. Later. Silent Disorder. And we're out. Let's Radio Rock. Yeah.
And piranhas, a whole lot of liars that keep us a false promise. Pariahs move with a samurai silence. My mood, a bomb with a 15-second timer. They feed the beast that lives inside. I'm fitting to eat. Beat you bitches with an inch of your lives. Force feed snitches from my switches and knives. That's swifter, quicker than computer Wi-Fi. I'm not in the void, paranoid, just annoyed. Cowards die, boys, destroy or be destroyed. You see my mannerisms and my rhythms, you get them. I talk over any man that who ain't got the hustle in them. Nothing is ever given, it's cake in the herd, waste your turn. Competition fake to burn. Violent acts deserve from my merciless favor. Cause I spit pain like punches in a rave. It's E or get hate when I smell fear. In a damn thing, stay there.
Murder in
no mercy, I'm thirsty, you won't be here. Have you any idea? I make you disappear. That
wolves die.
They pray to stop me if they think they could. That
wolves die.
That
wolves die.
When I reach for that man, I wish you would. I lost my innocence when the world got serious and brutal. Futile to lose my diligence. Futile, I used to wish for the simplest things. I realize it's empty and the meaningless it brings. You bleed for your passion and sweat for your suffer. Proactive, reactive, tear it through asunder. Or cinders and splinters, injured and able. No prisoners from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle. Enemies of vitamins, light them in dramatically. I get charged off them and mile them all rapidly. That's me, silent as attic of bars. Sword of guard retreat ain't even in my deck of cards. A wrecking ball with the chain removed. Take you 10 blocks back at the second of impact. Who you think you is? I think you kids with no effort, just taking measures to live. It's E or get hate when
I smell fear.
In a damn thing, stay there.
Murder in
no mercy, I'm thirsty, you won't be here. Have you any idea? I make you disappear. That
wolves die.
That
wolves die.
They pray to stop me if they think they could. That
wolves die.
That
wolves die.
When I reach for that man, I wish you would. Body must be punished before the muscles get stronger. The storm must thrive before the sky grows calmer. Never fear death, only concern with karma. Joy is temporary, but pain that lasts longer. I offer my word to every bit of my cause. Fly with condors, the boxes of the Lord. All I got is my balls, cause my integrity. Madness to the core, built for a cold century. Baffle the human mind like alien tech weaponry and bomb. Danger like a pro Vietnam. Vet with two techs and a used fire.
firearm. The day that I remain even remotely calm is the day Klansmen start studying Islam. Fiend, I'm adrenaline mixed with codeine, wolf regime, cursed with the heart of an animal scream. Trust me, if the problems are rising above, you be the king you are, or the bitch you always was. The king you are, or the bitch you always was. It's E or get A when
I smell fear.
And a damn thing safe there. No mercy, I'm thirsty. You won't be here. Have you any idea? I make you disappear. That
won't die.
That
won't die.
They pray to stop me if they think they could. That
won't die.
That
won't die.
When I reach for that man, I wish you would. It's E or get A when
I smell fear.
And a damn thing safe there.
Murder in the air.
No mercy, I'm thirsty. You won't be here. Have you any idea? I make you disappear. That
won't die.
That
won't die.
They pray to stop me if they think they could. That
won't die.
That
won't die.
When I reach for that man, I wish you would.